Slava Isus Agustu, Slava Navika, glory be to Jesus Christ, glory be forever. This is Father Basil again. And today was the Feast of the Annunciation, March 25th, exactly 9 months before Christmas. And that's when the Archangel Gabriel came down from heaven to announce to Mary that she was going to bear Jesus in her womb. And, of course, we know that Mary, the Mother of God, was engaged to Joseph at that time. But before they became husband and wife, and, you know, she was a young girl, 13 or 14 years old, and said yes to Archangel Gabriel to bear Jesus. And that's why we have this feast day today of the Annunciation, even though it happens during this Holy Week. It is such an important feast day that we have to celebrate the Divine Liturgy for that Feast of the Annunciation. Usually, we would celebrate pre-sanctified liturgies during the first 3 days of Holy Week, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday of Holy Week, but today, instead of the pre-sanctified liturgy, we celebrated the Feast of the Annunciation of the Mother of God. So it's, as I said in church today, when I did this liturgy tonight, you know, this Feast of the Mother of God is important for us because without Mary saying yes, without Mary saying yes to the Archangel Gabriel, you know, how else would Jesus come into this world? And the propers say that Mary was chosen before, you know, God made the world to bear Jesus. So everything was known. God, of course, being all-knowing, knew what was going to happen in the world. He knew about the fall of the sin of his, he knew that Adam was going to sin. Adam and Eve were going to cause their original sin. He knew about the flood. He knew about everything that happens in the world. God knows everything. And he knew that Mary would say yes to the Archangel Gabriel when he announced to her that she was going to bear Jesus Christ into the world. So that is why this feast day is so very important to all of us. And, remember the other day when we started this Holy Week, we started about Lazarus Saturday, then we had Willow or Palm Sunday. And then also during this Holy Week, you know, we read the Passion Gospels of Jesus Christ. So, you know, his journey towards Jerusalem and how he, became the wanted man, kind of, you know, because on Palm Sunday, all the Jewish children and the Jewish people were lining the streets, entering Jerusalem and honoring him as the king, as the Messiah who is going to come and bring Israel back to glory, back to power. And of course, during this Holy Week, during this Passion Week, things changed, and Jesus, just in a few days after they honored him as a king, by Thursday of this Holy Week, they wanted to kill him. They wanted to crucify him, as we will read in the Passion Gospels on Thursday night of this week. So what changed during that time? Now, we have to think about what did Jesus say or do? What did he say to cause the people of Jerusalem, of Israel, to have to turn against him? So that is, something that we wonder about during this time of the Holy Week, okay? And, Jesus, of course, was not an earthly king. Jesus was the King of Heaven. And he was the ruler over death and sin. So he came to this earth to destroy death. He came to this earth to help us overcome sin. That's why he came to this earth. He didn't come to this earth to bring riches and glory to the earthly people, or to have them have money and power and prestige. That's not why Jesus came to this earth. He came so that we may have eternal life in heaven. That's why he came. So, again, what was it that happened during that time? From Sunday, Palm Sunday, to Thursday of the Holy Week. Now, what happened during Jesus' journey to Jerusalem? And I'm just going to read part of the gospel that we would have read if we did the pre-sanctified liturgy. Okay. And I'll read part of it here. As Jesus was sitting on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately. "Tell us," they said, "when will this happen? And what will be the sign of your coming at the end of the age?" Jesus answered, "Watch out that no one deceives you. For many will come in my name, claiming I am the Messiah, and will deceive many. You will hear of wars and rumors of wars. But see to it that you are not alarmed. Such things must happen, but the end is still to come. Nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. There will be famines and earthquakes in various places. All these are the beginning of birth pains. Then you will be handed over to be persecuted and put to death, and you will be hated by all nations because of me. At that time, many will turn away from the faith and will betray and hate each other. And many false prophets will appear and deceive many people. Because of the increase of wickedness, the love of most will grow cold, but the one who stands firm to the end will be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in the whole world as a testimony to all nations, and then the end will come." So, and then at the end of the gospel today, he talks about his second coming and the end of the world. Okay. But this first part of the gospel, he describes basically what's going to happen to people who are Christians and what happened to him, about persecution, about, you know, people not wanting to believe the truth. So this is part of what is going on here during this passion narrative. You know, Jesus is telling the disciples, telling us as well, that, you know, if we are true to the faith, if we are true to what God has asked us to believe in, then we can expect to be persecuted as well. We can expect to be ridiculed. We can expect to be, not looked upon very well by the rest of society, just because of our faith in Jesus Christ. And in this world today, you can see that happening. You can see more and more anti-Christian attitudes in our world, in the media, in the society that we have. You know, if you say that you're a Catholic or a Christian, people look like you are, you know, from outer space, that you are this different from everyone else, because so many people have lost their faith. So many people have lost their Christian formation. They just don't know what it means to be a Christian anymore, because so many people have gone to the ways of this world and would rather be popular in this world and agree with all the sinful actions that are happening today than they would be to follow Jesus. So this is what Jesus was warning us about in that gospel today, that we can expect to be persecuted if we are Christians. So when he told, you know, these kind of things to the Jewish people during this Passion Week, during this week of his persecution, you know, people did not like being told that they have to change their lives, that they have to, you know, that they are not being the true Jewish people that they were supposed to be. And the Jews were getting very, very angry at Jesus for all his words to them, that they had to repent, that they had to reform their lives. They did not want to listen to him. And this is part of what happened during that Passion Week that Jesus is going through. So that's about all I'm going to talk about today. God bless you. Have a good night.